This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind. everyone. Lizzie Cundy.
And Stephen Legg, welcome to Access All Areas. We are
Fubar
in
Radio.
Quite the rush this evening,
I know,
aren't we?
I'm so sorry. I had a very important meeting in the bar. As you do.
How are you?
I haven't even got my lip gloss on.
So you're putting it on right now.
I am absolutely fabulous, but I'm rather, what shall I say, weary. I was at...
You were at Jog On To Cancer last night, weren't you?
Jog On To Cancer last night.
Yes.
And did you see the pictures?
I did. Okay. Saw you being lifted up by some hunky men.
Yeah, they were like glitter balls covered in glitter.
Oh, great.
And all my clothes and skin was covered in glitter. My boy was like, what have you been up to? I was like, I don't even want to go there. But it was a great night. Raised loads of money. And all for raising money for cancer.
Great,
and
well done.
Awareness. I was there till rather late. I was waiting for the raffle ticket because I bought loads. That was my excuse.
Did you win anything?
No.
Oh. Well,
but
it was disappointing.
I bought
for a good cause.
For a good cause. And he's a good guy, James, from the Daily Star. You have to read it on Sunday.
James Ingham, very nice guy.
Very nice
guy. We should get him in sometime.
Yeah.
He's friends with lots of people, isn't he?
He is. Not as brand new as me. Went in the studio. I'm so excited.
Yes, that is true. Well, we have a jam-packed lineup for the next hour, to be honest. It's not usually this busy. But we have, first up, we have Louisa Litton, who's in the studio right now. But we also have Aaron Renfrey after that. Dancer extraordinaire, made his name in S Club Junior, so I have many questions because I remember them back in the day. Then we have Emil Heskey on the phone.
Yes, and now I know him. You don't.
I know the name.
I was at the World Cup with him.
You can do the questions then.
I'll do the questions for that one.
And then we have First Date Count Anthony Harrison in the studio.
Oh.
First Dates. I'm actually going on a date with someone tomorrow who's been on First Dates before.
I want to give you advice.
Go on.
On a first date.
Don't kiss.
No.
Don't shag.
Really, really wash your beard because you've got a beard. My friend went out with someone.
Dirty looking.
No, my friend went out with someone with a beard and she said all night I could smell cheese.
Oh.
And then they realised it was coming from his beard. They were looking and it smelled his
no
beard.
No one has ever said that to me. I maintain a very
you
clean beard.
You need to wash your beard.
I will anyway.
Promise?
But I promise,
okay,
Lizzie.
Okay, use conditioner so it's soft.
I've got special beard wash.
No, kiss on the first date. It's nice to have a little kiss and you know if you like them or not.
Okay, good. I'll bear that in mind.
Okay.
I hope Andy's not listening. But we do have our first guest in the studio. The very gorgeous Louisa Litton. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in. You look so gorgeous.
I've come straight from rehearsal, so I don't feel it, but thank you very much.
You are looking gorgeous.
You're one of those people that's very naturally pretty, I'd say.
Not first thing in the morning.
Well, no one is first thing in the morning.
After that night.
So you have been fresh in rehearsals for the new play you're doing.
Yeah, so it starts on the 17th of April. It's on for 3 weeks at the Tristan Bates Theatre in London.
Okay.
Plug.
Whereabouts is that?
In near Covent Garden.
Oh, fab.
When is it starting?
In 2 weeks now, 17th.
So intense rehearsals.
Really intense. We're only having 12 days of rehearsals, and it's a two-hander, meaning it's just me and one other person.
Uh-huh. That is tight. That's not enough rehearsal, is it?
It kind of has to be.
So yeah, it's going well so far. We're like at the end of our second week tomorrow, and we're getting to the end of the play. But it's just there's so much to learn. But it'll be great. It'll be fine.
And what is the play? It's called The Golf. The Golf.
What's it about?
In Alabama.
Are you going to do American next?
Yeah, have to. Southern American, which is fun.
What is Southern American? Is it a bit...
Kind of all the southern states.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to do it.
Can
that's
I do it like that? Is that a good vice? Can I do American?
No.
Okay.
Move on.
I'm just trying. The Gulf. So it's set.
It's set in the Alabama Delta. Basically, the whole play is set on a boat. We're stranded on a boat out in the Alabama Delta, and it's like looking through a magnifying glass at a relationship, and it's the sort of thing where we're hoping the audience members leave thinking, yeah, I'm like that, I've done that, I've said that. It's one of those, it's just your typical everyday problems or, you know, complications that you face in a relationship and just how terrible as human beings we are at dealing with them, really.
And we are.
Yeah, we are.
You are, especially, Candy.
We all are.
I'm really bad.
Yeah. So it's good. It's a comedy and it's really dark in places as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
What made you want to do it?
I haven't done a, a two-hander or something like this in quite a while. I've been on tour recently for a whole year doing Grease the Musical.
Oh, yes.
So it's like one extreme to the other.
You're playing Rizzo?
I played Rizzo.
Rizzo was my favourite.
Yeah. So that was really
naughty.
Fun.
She's a bit naughty. Bit of a minx.
Like me.
Is that there are worse things I can do? That's Rizzo,
yeah.
isn't it?
There are worse things. So I sang that like 364 times or something like that.
Yeah, gets a little bit boring now.
Yeah. So yeah, this was just a total change of... you know, role again for me, which is great.
I mean, do you love that? I mean, I'm not going to boast, but I did do a musical.
Oh,
which okay. It was called Wag the Musical.
Okay.
Got 4 out of 5 in the Gay Times.
Okay.
Okay, I won't say what the evening stand and got in it. Bastards, I'll never forgive them for that.
Did you love it?
Honestly, yeah. I loved it, but my word, was it hard work?
Yeah,
and
it really is.
It really is a slog. And you not just... learning the lines and doing the performances, but just every night the same thing and yeah. the same people. How do you find the theatre? Because obviously everyone knows you as well from EastEnders. It's very different, isn't it? TV.
Yeah, to be honest with Grease, I was quite nervous at first because obviously, especially playing such an iconic character, Rizzo, the audience go and they think that they know what to expect or
they think
how
it's going to be Stockard Channing.
Exactly, and I'm not Stockard Channing. I'd love to be Stockard Channing, but sadly I'm not. So that was quite difficult, just kind of getting over the initial, you know, I'm not her, I'm playing Rizzo in my own way and people just have to accept it. But actually, we had amazing audiences. Most of them were like Hindus, so they're so drunk they don't know what they're saying. But yeah, it was really fun, and I love Grease. I love the film, I love the music, so yeah, I didn't get bored, and it was a whole year of the same show.
You still love it after all those shows?
I'd do it again. I absolutely loved it. Yeah,
I did a musical, you know.
What was that?
It was at school.
Yeah,
I played the Tin Man in The Wiz.
Oh,
that's a big part.
It was a big part. I had to sing.
What did you sing?
It was such a success in my local village that they produced a CD.
Wow.
Can we get hold of it?
I'll tell you what, let's get
I think my mum might have a copy somewhere.
Mother, if you're listening, I want that. I'm coming round to find
it. No, but actually, I mean, obviously, that is my one and only experience.
Is that what got
musical.
You into drama? You liked?
I initially wanted to be an actor. Yeah. And then I fell out with my acting teacher when I was at college, and then I became a journalist.
And then you saw the light.
Yeah.
You saw the light. Yeah, but is that part of it? Because my son is an actor and he's at drama school at the minute. Oh. But it's a tough profession, isn't it?
How old is your son?
22.
Oh, maybe tell him to find something else. I don't know. It's so, you know what? I love it. I've been extremely lucky and I've worked for like over 15 years now. But it is so tough and nobody can prepare you for that. You know, I went to a drama school and there's probably 2 or 3 out of 34 that actually went into the profession like after drama school. Mm. There's not enough jobs and there's too many of us. It's the truth of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, stick at it. You know, I love it. I've been lucky. And who's to say that, you know,
I mean,
the next person.
When you went up for EastEnders and you got the role, what was that like when you knew you got that part?
Crazy. I was 15. I was still at school. I was about to do my GCSEs and I'd watched EastEnders for as long as I could have remembered. And so had my whole family. So it was mad, but I think because I was so young, I just took it all in my stride. You know, nothing kind of fazed you. Whereas now, I think if I was to go back into a show like that, it would have a different effect. You're more aware of like public
perception
and the rest of it. Whereas back then, I was like, "This is great. I'm in the Queen Vic." You know,
but EastEnders at the minute is having a bit of a bad rap. I don't know if you see missed out on a BAFTA for like the first time, TV BAFTA.
No, I didn't see.
Yeah,
didn't.
So Casualty got nominated over EastEnders.
I mean, that's incredible.
What do you think of that? As like, I mean, obviously, it's a long time ago since you were in EastEnders, but do you think it's kind of turned a corner? It's not doing as well as it has been in the past.
I don't know.
Past.
I think it must be so difficult to have a soap running for that many
and
years
keep
and
it
to
up
keep up the you know, the storylines and the different. It must be so difficult.
I was in EastEnders for 6 months. Did you know that?
Why?
Yes, I will get you the footage.
I didn't know that.
Brothers?
Yeah.
Were you in it then?
No, I was after them. But I watched it then.
And I was a really nutty girlfriend. Mark Bannerman. You remember Mark?
Yeah.
It was his nutty girlfriend.
That's not, really?
I didn't know that.
I did acting before all this malarkey. And I had to walk in and I said, "What am I wearing?" And it was a bikini. Can you believe it?
Oh, shocker. You must have felt dreadful, Lizzie.
I was the crazy girlfriend that came in
a bikini.
And one was my scene. We ended on he went, "Who's that?" And I walked in and I go, hi.
Can we do it?
And they went, oh, you've made it. You did the doof.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, people hold out for them. And you count up how many you can get in one contract. That's quite a lot.
Look, that was a long time ago, probably at school.
I was probably, 32 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did we told you to date that? Never lie about your age, darling. It's not confusing. So, Louise, this is going to be amazing, Louisa. So we are... So from Enders... Was the bill after? They're not...
Yeah, after.
And how long were you in the bill for?
2 years.
And how was that?
Then it wrapped up, didn't it? Was that the end of it?
About 6 months actually before the whole show was taken off air, which was such a shame.
Yeah, because that was I loved the music.
It was like 26 years or something it ran for.
Yeah, it was a long
something
one.
Crazy.
It was a long
time. But I think the problem was they just couldn't keep up with the American police dramas and police like
much,
cop shows.
Much higher drama, isn't it?
There's more money over there, and so I think that's kind of what happened in the end. But yeah, it was a great program. Kids love that show.
How was it
when
different?
I was on that show, all the kids were like, ah, the Bill.
That was filmed in Wimbledon, wasn't it?
Well, yeah,
because I used to always see them because I'm from there, and I used to always see them like filming the Bill, the cloak.
Loads of people have been in the Bill over there. Emma Bunton was one.
Emma?
There's
loads of people. The bill.
Yeah.
But do you think, looking back, you're glad you started in EastEnders? I mean, it gave you that lift to go on and do all this.
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't have done half the shows that I went on to then do if it wasn't for EastEnders. And I absolutely loved it. And I'd go back tomorrow because, for that reason, you know, it was my platform. It's pushed me into the position that I'm in now. And
I mean, have you stayed friends with any of them in there?
Yeah, a lot of my friends from the show are now not in the show. I think the cast has changed so much since I was there, which was like 10 years ago. So yeah, not really. Like my family are now not in the show, and not many of the people that I was there with are there anymore.
Would you go back in?
I would.
You could save it because it hasn't got a BAFTA.
I don't know what they do with my character because apart from Stacey, who's I think still in the show.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's still in the show. I don't know what other ties I would have to go back. But
what was the name of your character again? I forgot.
Ruby.
Ruby, that's it. Yes.
She was a little minx.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I kind of owned like the club and the rest of it by the time I'd left.
Yeah.
So because I was like the gangster's daughter. Yeah. But I would go back. Yeah, I'd never say never.
You could save it. You could get it that BAFTA they need.
Well, let's call them and ask them.
Do it right now.
But do you think that gives a dent to their confidence by not getting the BAFTA? Do you know what I mean? Because they haven't got that award. Do you think they'll all be going, oh my god, what?
No, I don't think so, and I don't think it should be looked at like that. How it should be looked is great for Casualty. You know, everybody that works at Casualty puts so much work in year after year after year. It's nice for them now to get that recognition.
But do you
like
not
that.
Worry
That's
though
a good answer.
That Corey is going, like, I know Corey's storylines are quite, you know, that some people are saying so, I mean, really dramatic.
Oh, really? See, I don't watch any soaps anymore,
but
so I don't know.
Corey seems to be doing so much better, whereas before it was very level pegging or EastEnders would always nick it.
Well, maybe they need me back.
I think that's the answer. Well,
that's
it. So we can catch you in the Gulf.
Yep.
From April the...
17th.
Louisa, I want you back in Enders.
Okay.
Okay.
Make it happen, Lizzie.
I'll let
make
them it happen. Get her
You can
back
come back
in.
With me in the bikini.
Oh, my God, that'd be fab.
Oh, baby, I've got a new one as well I could wear. Leopard print.
Louisa, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so
Louisa,
much.
Lovely to see you.
You too.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. Every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds.
She's coming back into the studio.
I'm here.
Right now.
With my one and only.
Oh, hold on, I haven't turned you up yet.
Oh, jeez. Thanks.
There you go.
Am I up?
You're up.
All good. I feel better when it's up. Darling! I'm so excited.
We have the very handsome... What, were you going to say something then?
I was going to say that I've got a little secret about this chap.
Oh, okay.
We're away together.
I'm nervous. Aaron Renfrey, everyone!
Aaron's here in the house!
Thanks for having me.
S-Club Juniors!
I mean, he has done other things since then.
He's done so many other things. He's one of the best choreographers ever.
Thank you very much.
And we've been away in Portugal together,
we have.
Didn't we?
It's where we first met.
It is.
What were you doing there?
What? We were lovers.
Now that is an exclusive.
That's an exclusive right there.
Aaron, what were we doing there?
I was on holiday and you were at a wedding.
Oh, yes. I was at Denise Welsh's wedding.
Oh, to Lincoln.
And we stayed at your friend's, Charlie's
yes.
place.
Right. Well, there you go.
That was fun,
mad
wasn't
weekend, it?
It
was.
It was a mad weekend. I don't think I got much sleep that weekend.
We had a lot of fun.
Nice villa we
Very
stayed
nice.
In, wasn't it?
Very nice.
How long ago was this? Wedding. This must have been
four years ago.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, like Lizzie mentioned.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I know everyone.
We're not a trip down memory lane today, Lizzie.
Sorry.
People will probably initially have known you from S Club Juniors.
Yes, back in the day.
Back in the day. Back How long ago day. Was that now?
Well, I was 13 when I first joined the band, and now I'm 30.
No way! You look good.
So, yeah, quite a while ago.
Yeah, it is quite a while ago. But, like I was just saying off air, you still get recognised for it? Probably from gay men my age.
Well, it's weird. Like, it kind of depends where I am. I normally find it if I'm, like, at a concert or somewhere there's a lot of music lovers.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It's people that have kind of grown up with... You know, knowing about us and stuff, and that's kind of where I get the most like recognition, really. But it's legit, probably in the most random places sometimes.
Yeah, I bet.
Could be anywhere.
And obviously, since then, you have gone on to become choreographer extraordinaire. What kind of stuff have you done?
For those that don't know,
I've seen him on the back of X Factor a few times.
Yeah, well, obviously, when the band finished, I was like, oh, I kind of still want to carve out a career in something similar to this.
Yeah.
So I went back to college, completely just went out of my comfort zone and just went to a musical theatre college. Didn't expect much out of it. But then I ended up doing a few West End shows, and then I wanted to do more commercial stuff, and that's how I kind of got into the X Factor back in dancing thing, and then started doing artists, so like Taylor Swift and Take That and Kylie and that kind of thing, which is all very exciting. And then I was like, right, you know, because I've been in it since I was 13, the next thing was for me to be like a creative. So now moving on to choreograph for the Saturdays, just done
two
of my former bandmates,
Frankie and Rochelle.
Yeah. So yeah, and then just done Matt Terry, and just choreographed my first musical, which is all very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what is the musical?
It was called Eugenius. I mean, still is called Eugenius, but it was on at the Other Palace for 6 weeks. It's been in workshops for the past couple of years, and it finally got its first like little West End debut, and
I feel like I've heard.
Oh, John, who starred in this? Wasn't it?
Well, Ben Adams from A1. He wrote all
yes,
the music.
Yes, that was it. Yes.
Warwick Davis was a producer.
Can I tell you, Warwick Davis invited me to this, the opening night.
And where were you?
I am so sorry, but I was filming and I couldn't get there in time, and I was supposed to be there.
Well, it's a very good show.
It was stunning. My friend went and said it was incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of great names attached to it. I mean, it kind of became like a bit of a cult.
Yes.
And I think it's going to, you know, I'll give a little exclusive. It's not the end of Eugenius. I think people will expect to see it back very soon, which is all very exciting.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm very excited to work some more on it.
So is that the main thing that you're doing at the minute?
It's kind of one of those things where I kind of wanted to dance and choreograph at the same time, but it just doesn't really work in the sense of, like, you know, other choreographers hiring me, knowing that I'm a choreographer, it doesn't always work like that. And I just think I'm at the age now where I've done a lot of different things. I think I just enjoy being creative. I get a lot of satisfaction of just kind of taking a back seat and, you know, creating something and then having, you know, everyone come to see it and mm-hmm. getting to be... I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I like to, you know, really do my best in that kind of sense. But it's, you know, it's just a passion of mine. I've always had that in me, but it's now is the time that I kind of want to go full time with it.
Okay. But how do you get the names to get into this musical? Because I know musicals are so tough to get up and running, and you need backing and all of
that. Yeah, no, to be fair, with this being like one of my first musicals, it was kind of a massive learning curve for me because I never done it before. And obviously, when they were like, "We want you to choreograph it," I was a bit like, "Whoa, am I ready for this?"
Did you panic? Because sometimes when you get asked to do stuff, things like that, you're like, "No, I can't actually do it."
Because I come from like a pop background, so like doing like the Saturdays and other things like that, it's my thing. Whereas musicals, where although I did train in it, I had been in them myself. I think suddenly being in charge of like all these actors and actresses and singers, and you know, putting a whole storyline together and trying to find comedy and dance as well, like that was something completely brand new for me, but I absolutely loved it. And I think it's one of those things where I always say, you fake it to make it. Like, you say you can do it, you just get on and do it, and then it happens. And then, you know, luckily it was a success.
You've been doing that your whole career, Lizzie.
Darling, you gotta do it, baby.
You gotta do it.
you can't get a kidder.
Just keep smiling.
Keep smiling. I was on EastEnders, is that what you're trying to say? But look, I mean,
I really need to see pictorial evidence of this because I don't believe
God.
You for a second.
Yeah, no, it's a blue bikini, exactly. I'm still friends with Mark Bannerman to this day. Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, there you go.
Do you remember the brothers?
I do remember the DeMarcos.
Aaron wasn't born.
Aaron wasn't. He's 32. Oh, he wasn't.
I'm born in 87.
So was I. Anyway,
sister.
But Aaron. Do you want to go further with this? Are you going to be the next Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I mean, throw it my way.
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I mean, he's not choreographer, but...
He's not. No,
I was thinking more Brian Friedman or something.
No, but for musicals, this was a hit. I know about this musical.
No, totally.
Seriously.
I think,
is this what you want to branch into rather than the pop side and the TV shows?
I don't know. It all.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing TV, you know, the music side of things, and... Well, now musicals, like, it wasn't something I thought I'd kind of be able to do this soon, but luckily someone believed in me, and, you know, I think it's kind of put me in a step in the right direction. And, you know, I still want to do, you know, work for pop stars. I kind of want to, my dream is to do like a big, I don't know, UK tour or something like that, and then go on to, you know, and also go stateside really with things. But
you'd
I think,
be
you know,
great
just
stateside.
Just stepping stones at the moment.
So have you kind of choreographed one off shows for people? Is that kind of what you've done before?
Yeah. Like
when you mentioned Kylie Taylor Swift.
So that was with dancing for them.
Oh, got it.
But with, but then. That's where I kind of gained my experience. You know, I've been the artist, I've kind of danced behind the artist, now I'm kind of in charge of the artist. So, you know, I kind of see it from all angles. So obviously that worked on the Saturdays, it was on their tours, it was their music videos and stuff. And then recently Matt Terry, you know, it's everything's got a different creative, and you can really, it's always challenging.
Mm-hmm. But is it hard if they don't want to do it, or they say, I don't like that move, and they're a bit diva-ish? Is there anyone you could name?
No one I can name as such. You know, it's one of those things where I wouldn't force people to ever do a move they don't want to do, but, you know, not everyone's comfortable doing certain things, not everyone's as natural as
some
others.
Some people just can't do
exactly.
stuff like
that. And sometimes you do have to make people look good.
No, a little spy told me.
A little spy.
Who knew the Saturdays, that
yes.
Molly wasn't the best dancer, used to take her time to pick it up. So when they were on Strictly, I won't say the words they said, but they were like, oh my God, she's doing Strictly. Because she was the one in the Saturdays that was slower, say. And can anyone dance, or can you teach anyone? Is it right? You know, some people say you've got two left feet, you can't do it.
I mean, some people just, I think it's more like, it's the rhythm. So people either have rhythm or they don't. And I think it's more of, I think everyone like learns differently. So I always, whoever I work with, I've try and find like, their best learning technique, or how they best understand something, to then, you know, if it's as easy as, like, you know, saying something like picking up, I don't know, a shopping bag, something so silly,
yes.
like, but they remember it that way.
Yeah.
Or it's, but the thing is, not everyone. Some people learn to count. Some people want to know the lyrics. It's like you just have to see what works best for them, really. But
you can do it all.
Well, but is it hard to sing and dance at the same time? I mean, I know it sounds silly, but...
No, it is.
Brittany finds it difficult.
No, because when I think I'm quite a good dancer, but then when I was doing the musical, which you came to see...
I did.
With lovely Stacey, I found it more difficult to be able to sing, remembering your words and dancing at the same time. All the three things, I was like, oh my God, I can do one.
Yeah, and
if
it doesn't come natural, it's obviously, it's a lot to think about all happening at the same time. But I think luckily for being in the band, I knew the songs, and they were obviously our songs. And I think then
you just,
moves, it kind of,
it came naturally.
That was my kind of training in it. So I feel like it's never really been too much of a problem for me. Yeah. But for, obviously everyone is different, but I always, But
that's
not.
What I mean. When you're in a band of five girls, they're all going to be different abilities.
Yeah, of course. And the thing is, some people did take longer than the others.
Molly.
Gary Barlow admits he wasn't the best dancer.
But he still did it. He still tried.
He did.
No, totally. And that's the thing. Like, the thing is, Molly in the end was amazing. Like, but she loves it. She wants to be the next Britney kind of thing. So, you know, she used to love doing it, even though she knew she wasn't the most natural. She took the piss out of herself, and you know, that's what's fun. Like, she still made it fun. She wouldn't like kind of. She knew like her abilities and stuff, but it's just getting the best out of everyone. And she did so well on Strictly, and I think like.
Were you surprised to see her on Strictly when it was?
Through like. Obviously, I know that she just likes to do the pop kind of fun thing. So when I knew the styles of dance that was required for Strictly, I was like, oh, this is going to be a challenge for her. But then to see how well she did, I was very proud of her. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, I could talk to you all night. I'm annoyed we have to cut to a song.
I know, me too.
We've got two more guests to fit in. We've got 29 minutes.
I'll come back.
Please do come back. We'd love you to come back.
We want Aaron back. I love Aaron. And he's so lovely to stay in. You must stay in a villa with him sometime in Portugal.
Okay, well, I will. Actually, I'm going to Portugal in like... 4 weeks.
Aaron,
Eurovision.
Let's go.
Oh, listen. Let's all go.
Woo! You're going to enter. You're going to enter.
I was actually with someone who was singing the Eurovision for Finland last night.
Oh, I'm interviewing her tomorrow.
Yeah,
Sara Aalto.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
great. Cool. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Lovely to see you.
You know I love you, Aaron.
How cute. Very
he
sweet.
He doesn't snore either.
Oh.
No, because I slept in the... other bedroom.
Oh, you're really telling all the secrets today, Lizzie. How about a bit of Janelle Monáe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket. Right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better.
Oh.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
How good was that? I'm really into that song, Janelle Monáe.
You like it?
Yeah, really good.
I like Charlie Puth. There's a hint.
Oh,
the
Charlie
Puth.
We're not having that again.
Yeah, no, new one. New
Every
one.
Week.
New one.
Every bloody week,
it's
Charlie
a new
Puth.
One.
We have our next guest on the phone line.
I know.
Right now.
I love this man.
Hello.
Emil Heskey. Hello. How are you?
I'm very good, and yourself?
Yeah, we're good here, darling.
Really good.
How are things with you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Can't complain.
Can't complain. Now, we hear you've got the most amazing event that's happening, Mel. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's just I was approached by a company called Daflo, I think that's Daflo Entertainment, and asked if I was up for doing a dinner with. At first, I was like, I've been to a couple of those, and some are okay, some are not, blah blah blah. And then they, we spoke about it, and I decided, yeah, why not? We talked about what we were going to do it for. He's got his charity that that he wants to start. All the proceeds going, well, half of the proceeds going to, and I'm at the minute helping out the homeless.
Oh, that's fantastic! Well, that's a cause close to my heart actually, because it is terrible. Like that, it breaks my heart, especially when there's all the snow and everything. I was like, how are these people coping, surviving? It's really scary. But Emil, you've had many, I mean, football stories, I'm sure. I mean, I remember being out in South Africa and you were out there at the World Cup 2010. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, my wife went to orphanages, stayed over there in orphanages. And this is obviously, things like that is a worldwide thing. But she was obviously in South Africa, and it was... It was a touching thing for her as well, especially someone who's got kids as well. To have a connection with children and seeing what they've having to go through over there, and you just count your blessings sometimes.
Oh yeah, you've got to, exactly. And I mean, how was it for you? Because was it difficult when you were playing to have though the switch of managers? Like with England, there was suddenly a new manager in charge, and you're fighting for your place, because I don't think people realise how actually pressurising it can be.
No, not really, because you have it during, you have it probably more so during club football. As you see now, I think you're only 10 games away from being sacked in the Premier League.
Blimey. Yeah.
So you as a footballer, you've got to be really so focused on performing. And it's not necessarily performing for who or performing for what manager, just performing for the team. Because you never know if that manager's going to be there. You know, you look at Pardew's just been just left as well. You look at managers going left, right and centre. And these are very, very well-established managers who have distinguished playing careers and managing careers and won trophies. And,
exactly.
You know, they 1 minute they're here, the next minute they're gone. And that's just where we are at this moment in time in the Premier League and Championship, to be honest, because the Championship could just be as bad because they're chasing the Premier League money.
But what is this right, though? I mean, I'm worried about my own team, Chelsea, with the manager is going to go. You know, they didn't have the greatest result against Tottenham, and my boys went, he's going to go. And I thought, God, you lose a game and you're out, aren't you? It's like... It's
a results business, though, isn't it? Within every job, it's a results business. And if you're not quite cutting it, they're going to get rid of you.
Well, I've got I've got to ask you what you think of the Liverpool's chances of winning the Champions League, Emil. What do you think of that?
Very high. Very high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very high. I like the way they play. Defensively, I'm not pretty keen. But the only thing is, I will say, is I've read a couple of articles and I've seen what people have posted and stuff about it being a done deal. They're already through to the semi-final. And you can't take that approach, because we've been talking about Man City being... the closest to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And if any team was 3-0 up against Barcelona going to the Camp Nou, you'd still say that Barcelona are going to win it. But so,
are you happy with the manager at Liverpool? I mean, because he gets a bit of stick.
I like him. I really do. I would have loved to have played under him. I think he's a very, very passionate guy. He's a manager that I could get on with because he's got passion for the game and he's got passion for his players. Very, very intimate that in that sense. The only thing I will say is at some stage you need to win something. Like I said, it's a results-driven game.
It is.
And if you're not winning something, then you're leaving yourself open to be sacked.
Yeah, it's true. And what would you say is one of your best managers that you love playing under? Because you've had such an outstanding career.
Gerard Houllier was great.
Yeah.
I say two, to be honest with you, and Martin O'Neill when I first came through. Because
I love Martin O'Neill. I love that man.
Martin O'Neill was great. He was great because he gave me the opportunity to play and express myself without any pressures. He never gave me too much information. He just said, go out there and play and enjoy yourself and score goals.
And
nowadays it's a lot of pressure because there's a lot of information you've got to take in and take onto the pitch. As you get older, you actually need that information because you need to learn a little bit more. And that's where Houllier came in and taught me a lot more about the game.
That's interesting, man. Well, your night sounds amazing. Can you tell everyone where they can get tickets for this? Because it is, if you're a football fan and love football, like most of us do, this is one not to be missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We got the 20th of April in Leicester and the 5th of May in Liverpool, and you can go to daflowentertainment.com and get your tickets from there, get all the information from there. We're going to have a fun night, and it's just question and answer, to be honest with you. I've played 21 years in professional football. There's a lot of stories.
There are.
Not many juicy ones. To be honest, there's not many juicy ones.
Is your wife there? I love your wife, by the way. She's a gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
You have to be a bit careful.
to be honest with you, there was some stories like at Leicester, and you got to remember at Leicester was probably the craziest time of my career. But I was young. I came through at 17. So half of the stuff that was going on, I was tucked away in bed. And then you hear about it the next day, and you're like, "What happened?"
Ooh.
And you hear secondary, so yeah, lads getting locked up and stuff like that.
They're rather naughty at times doing practice.
Yeah,
but I've got to say, before you go, Emil, I mean, heartbreaking news: Ray Wilkins, who died yesterday. What are your thoughts? Because did you know Ray or meet Ray?
I obviously met Ray a few times. Obviously, playing football, you always meet the great players and great coaches and everything. And he was one that stood out for everyone as well. So he's going to be obviously missing. Thoughts go out to the family and friends. Really, we're losing some great people. To be honest with you, and it's sad to see.
He was one of life's sort of good guys of football, I think. Such a gent.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And, you look at what he's achieved, what he did in coaching, what he did as a pundit. You only want to emulate, and he was loved, to be honest with you. And you only want to emulate people like that. Yeah, no one really had a bad word to say about that
very
person.
Very true.
So,
no, he's very, you know, very good.
We're losing some real, really great people, and like I said, thoughts go out to his family and friends.
Oh, well, that's lovely words. Thank you, Emil. And we'll look forward to your event. It sounds fantastic. And
Thank you very much.
All the luck and love from FUBA Radio. Lovely to speak with
you.
Love to the family.
Thank you.
Give my
Thanks
love.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
No problem. Take
bye,
care.
Darling.
Thank you. Bye.
You choose to love me.
I'm seeing Madonna for you.
Oh, thank God, someone is. What a treat for the ears that is.
Holding the key to your heart.
Yeah.
That track.
Yeah, well, that's it's called Open Your Heart, babes.
Open my heart.
Your heart right now. It's Count Anthony. Now, we actually have your full name written down in front of us. Correct us if we're wrong. Count Anthony Jackson Ossolinski Jackson Harrison.
That's me, yes.
Is Ossolinski the right?
It is. So the Ossolinski is the Polish title, and the rest are all the hereditary things that go and build that up.
Are you a real count?
I am a Polish count. So it comes from Count Boris Ossolinski, who moved to the Lake District in about 1830 and married there. And it's then through marriage, then through a female line. But we're 28 generations in Cumberland.
And yet you have an Australian accent.
I do, but so would you if you spent 30 years
yes,
there.
Yes, it's true.
That's incredible.
I was there for 2 weeks and picked up a minor accent.
Yeah, I was talking like that. Is that good? No.
And a suntan, I
heard. Absolutely no suntan. It sadly doesn't happen for me.
Oh, you're British.
You're
yeah, very British.
Did you say you're an aristocrat?
Technically, yes, but I'm very down to earth, and I can talk to a baby and an aristocrat in the same sentence.
Mm.
You know, I should say.
Well, everyone can't they? It's how they do it.
Yeah, I guess. A lot of shy people can't, but I think it's also, you have to keep an eye out for the shy people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be gregarious and also bring the shy people in as well. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I can tell from meeting you for a couple of minutes, you're very gregarious.
I am so shy, and you've already brought me out of my shell.
You're not shy at all. I don't believe it.
I really am.
Look at her outfits.
How can a shy
lady dress like that?
You should see these boots, by the way. They're absolutely magnificent.
You like my boots?
I do. Yeah, they're absolutely splendid.
Oh, I'm glad you like them, Count. Well, and Count, you appeared on First Dates.
Do we call you Count?
Call me Anthony.
Anthony, I was
going
to say.
Okay, I like Count. It makes me feel like, I mean, presence Dracula. No. So you appeared on First Dates.
I have, yes.
And how was that for you?
Oh, that was splendid. It was an eye-opener, and it was so splendid, I didn't see a single camera at all.
Really?
That's how
so you genuinely
was.
Forgot, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, look, I don't have a television license, so I didn't really know what to expect.
I see.
And
so how did you learn about the show?
I was sitting at home one night and got an email from my best friend's girlfriend, and she said, Anthony, this is so you. So I clicked on it. I was having a sherry at the time. I clicked on it.
Sherry?
Oh, that's fun.
Oh.
Well, I was. But then a couple of sherries later, 11 o'clock, I clicked on it again and I filled it in. And they phoned me at 9 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, wow. So they must have been impressed fairly quickly.
Did you send a picture of yourself?
No.
Did you say how tall and strong you are?
Maybe they just did some research.
They guessed.
I'm quite easy to find. A little bit of research. You know,
Mr.
Google's a good friend to me.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So for those that hadn't watched First Dates, tell us about your experience on it.
It was scintillating. So although it was broadcast around about October, November, the process started in February, March.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, they go through screening tests. People talk to you. They see if you're gregarious, if you can talk, if you look good in camera. I don't know what their criteria was at all, but I had a splendid time. And the first bit was a half-hour screen test. And you put me in a room, also with the camera, of course, and they put a bit of makeup on you, and you just feel pampered, and you're having a splendid time. And everybody knows about themselves. Get people talking about themselves, have a great time, and
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, talk about yourself. And what was your date like? I'm getting quite jealous that you're on a date.
Sylvia, she was really, really beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
And she was very, very shy, though. And we'd been chosen, I think, I really don't know the criteria, but during the build-up to it, they picked up a few things about my history. So back in the late 80s, I was with the Russian underground and things like that. She'd been born in Hungary during the communist regime, uh-huh. and then moved to Australia.
Wow.
So they thought, oh, two
people.
It's
a similar...
Yeah.
Bond. And did you see her after? I mean, the date went well, did it? How was the date?
It was really, really splendid. All the way through from the conversation, as I said, I did not see a camera, so...
Did you feel a bit of a connection, a love connection?
I did, and we both did that at the end. You know when you go and sit next to each other and you've got the big heart behind you and things that? We decided that we'd see each other again. But then we
did you decide before you went on air, or did you say it there, like in the moment, like, I want to see you?
It was on the moment, because it's not a production line, but a television station has a regime, a procedure, and so you do have to get passed from person to person. Everyone's got their own responsibility.
Yeah.
And I was in awe of just that. I love production and things like that. My father used to be a television director at one stage. And so I thought, oh, wow, following in his footsteps a little bit.
So you decided to see each other again?
We did, but, you know, we didn't. It didn't actually happen.
Oh, it ended up not happening.
So we went out afterwards, and we went to a pub. I had to get back to Bath. So she's in London, in Tower Bridge, and I was in Bath. And so we thought, let's go out afterwards, and we did. And it was fantastic because they put on a special, vehicle for us. I think it was I can't remember. I think it was a Mercedes or something like that. It was absolutely lovely. And we got taken there. And so we had a few drinks because when you're in the restaurant, you really can't talk about process. And we were both gagging to talk about the process.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Okay.
So that was good. But she was very, very shy. And she was she's an engineer. And so she builds bridges and things like that, you know, which for a girl is absolutely fabulous. I thought, look, it's great for a guy as well.
She had muscles.
I don't think she physically built them.
Okay.
The drawing board, architected, engineer.
That was a joke.
Yeah, but she was going to Austria the next week, and then it didn't come together.
Right, fine.
And
that happens sometimes.
I don't know why.
I think that's fine. What have you been doing since you've been on First Dates?
Have you had more dates?
No, I haven't. This is ladies are so mysterious to me. Look, I go out and with my friends, we're great clubbers and pubbers and so forth. But I'm always the chap that goes and gets people into a gaggle, looks out for the quiet people. I particularly like our parties, particularly with friends of arrangement, because you're always introducing, you get to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for it to magically happen. It's totally mysterious to me. Really,
I think that's the same for all of us.
It is.
We're waiting for the magic
we're
waiting for the magic to just come to us.
Yeah. And so what are your hopes and dreams then, my lovely Count Anthony?
Well, that is one of those huge questions. You know, where do I start? Obviously, I do want to. I want to marry, have children at some stage. I do need the heir and the spare. There's my throwaway.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? It's so true.
What about a lady with kids already?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got no expectation. I do need my heir and a spare as well. More. Do I need it? I would like it.
Mm-hmm.
With 28 generations behind me, you saw, and I'm the head of the family as well.
Yeah,
I'm the head
to.
Of this. You tend to think, you always grow up thinking, oh, I'll keep the dynasty rolling.
Yeah.
You of know. Course.
And that actually may not happen, you know, but I think...
Because where do you live? You're in the...
I'm in Bath.
Oh, yeah. Nice area.
You're asking a lot of interesting questions, Lizzie. Are
Thanks,
you,
no,
are you interested
curious.
In dating Count Anthony
yeah,
yourself?
Very I've never dated a count.
Well... The big question is, do you like champagne? That's the big question.
Does she like champagne? Good Lord.
Story of my life.
Well, that's fantastic.
Is the Pope Catholic? Oh, well, Count.
Yeah.
Count with champagne. It's all the seas. Cundy?
Yeah, true, yeah.
No, so the Count... Listen, Anthony, you've had a great experience TV. Would you like to do more TV? Maybe another show?
Yeah. Well, do you know, I've actually been asked. So through a peculiar series of events... My old military buddies in Australia got in touch, and one said, "Anthony, you need a publicist." I don't know why, but get a publicist. So actually,
I don't know why.
It's a bit fluffy. With a publicist, what ambition, what goals do you give a publicist? It's his job to go and work things out. So one of the nice things, I've been asked if I want to do be a presenter on a BBC history program.
Incredible.
So that's nice. And that's going through the commissioning process, which is cool. So,
would you do a reality show or something
like
that?
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely.
I can see you. I can see you on one.
I'm getting together with a few people. There's the whole Battle of Britain stuff going on, and I'm meeting in a couple of weeks with the producer of the film Hurricane.
Wow.
Now that's coming out in 2019.
Yeah.
And we're getting together for a brainstorming session on the reality TV Spitfire Hurricane process.
Okay.
And,
interesting.
And what's come off that, just incidentally, just yesterday, I created a petition to Parliament simply to make the 15th of September, by the way, is Battle of Britain Day every year. And I've decided it would be magnificent if this great United Kingdom, if it was a public holiday.
Wow.
So that's my
the
petition.
I like the sound of that.
That's the petition.
And that's
the
toast to that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I was going to wait until I'd met Christian before we did that, but because I was coming on here, I wanted to be able to give it to you first.
I think it's a fantastic
idea. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Ken Anthony, I love you. I think you're fantastic. I'm sorry Sylvia didn't work out, but everything happens for a reason, you know.
Oh, they do. Look,
and now you're on this show.
This is magnificent. I haven't thanked you yet. May I thank you so much for inviting me? And it's splendid.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We're delighted.
We love the
We would love to talk to you all night. Same
first
with all of our
accounts.
Is it?
Yeah. Especially one that's
Do you know, they're actually quite shy creatures in this country. You may have. Who knows? There are a lot of
that's
Polish
true, and
counts
just
around.
Never said
I've been
anything.
Bitten on the neck. But that's the spectacular type. Anyway, darlings, lovely. Thank you to you, Count Anthony, to all our guests.
Yeah, we've had a great show.
It's been a whirlwind.
Really has.
It really has. And thank you all for listening. We'll be here next week. Join
as
in,
ever.
As ever. And loads of love from the Cundy.
And the Leng.
Woo!
Good night.